Good morning, everybody. There are different mitzvahs that we fulfill by speaking. Some of them have to be fulfilled, the kol rav, and some of them should be fulfilled, the lachash. The Gemara learns out that when you daven, from Tzivas Chana, you say, Shofim, when you daven, you're supposed to daven the lachash. The pasuk says, when Chana was davening, Mishkan Shila, Raks Vaseha Ma'oz, the kol rav yishama. Davening is, when you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears even if you whisper. You don't have to scream loud, even though he's an old person. You don't have to scream loud. But when you give a bracha is when you say, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmarecha. If I say, Yiratzan Nulafanecha, Shivdavarech has plenty, that's a tefillah. But if I say, Yivarechecha, and the Kohen and Duchet, they're speaking to us. So the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, there has to be the Kol Rav. You have to say it loud enough that the people should hear. If you have a base medrash where everybody's all the way up in the front, they can whisper, everybody can hear them. But if you have a base medrash that's packed all the way to the back, then the Kohanim have to duchen, they have to scream perhaps on top of their lungs, so that everybody in the back, as many people as there, should be able to hear. When a person gets an aliyah and he says a bracha, shabacha bona shenasamano, it's not a private bracha, it's part of the Kriya Satorah. Kriya Satorah, you need a minion. So when you say a bracha, when you get an aliyah, you have to at least say it loud enough that another 9 people should be able to hear. Okay, the Balkari is one, the Gabbai is another one. Okay, yeah. Preferable is you should say it loud enough that everybody in the shul should hear. So everybody should be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. The bracha is not only a private bracha, it's a bracha for the tzibur. So the whole Kriyas HaTorah belongs to the whole tzibur. Same as Kaddish. Kaddish is a Dovish and Kaddish, you need a minyan. If a person says Kaddish and he doesn't have 9 people listening and 9 people answering, so it's like a bracha levatala. To say Kaddish without a minyan is not permissible. Like to say a dovish v'kedusha without a minyan. So whoever wants to say Kaddish, you can't just whisper it. You have to say it loud enough that you should have a minyan answering you. The din is, the Gemara says, the correct way to do things is called Pniyah Shata Pniyah Lo Yehu Ela Lo Yemin. Should always do things in the proper way. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a discussion when the Kohanim are facing the Aron Kodesh and they turn around to face the Tzibur, which way is the more elegant way? Which way is the Derech Yemin? Does it mean that they should go around clockwise? Clockwise means like this. They should go around counterclockwise. They're facing the Aron Kodesh. Should they turn to their right, turn clockwise, or should they turn to their left? Which way is considered Derech Yemin? So most of the Paschim assume, here we have half and half. Half of the people, half of the Kohanim turn clockwise, half of the Kohanim turn counterclockwise. It's a detail, but it's a beautiful, elegant thing to be makbet about. So most of the generally accepted opinion is that the Kohanim should turn around clockwise. When they're facing Yom Kodesh, they should turn to their right, turn around clockwise, even though others have the other opinion. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend that all the Kohanim should do it the same way. You shouldn't have half of them do one way, half of them do the other way. They should all get together in advance and make up their mind. Are they going to do it clockwise or counterclockwise? It's not right to have half of them doing one way, half of them doing another way. Before the Kohanim Duchen, they recite a bracha. They don't say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu. That's what, I'm not a Kohen. So when I do a mitzvah, I say, Kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu. When a Kohen does a mitzvah that's unique to Kohanim, he says, Abracha Shekedushanu b'kedushosu shalaron v'tzivanu, whatever. If he's eating truma, he says, Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, alachilas truma. If he's going to do Zvikas Hadam, he says, Kedushanu b'kedushosu shalaron v'tzivanu, al Zvikas Hadam. The Kohanim have more Kedusha than everybody else. The Psukim say in the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kohanim special Kedusha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the Siman, about Birchas Kohanim, the Ramah quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Hamishtamish B'Kohen Mo'al, there's Me'ila. If something has Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash and you get Hanoah from it, Shaloi Kedin, so you're in violation of Me'ila. Because the Kohanim have a higher level of Kedusha than everybody else, so the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'Kohanim. So this is assumed to be a Chumrah, because the Rishonim quote this story with the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan had a student who was a Kohen, Rabbi Chaim Kohen, and the student was pouring water. They didn't have faucets. They didn't have plumbing like we have. they had a big barrel of water, and you wanted to wash your hands or something, so you had to take out some of the water. So one of the students of Rabbi Natan was a Kohen, so he was Mishamish, he was serving the Rabbi Natan. So they confronted the Rabbi Natan, they asked him, HaMishtamish B'Kohen Mo'ab, you're not allowed to have a Kohen do something for you. So Rabbi Natan said, he's not wearing big de kuhuna. That din only applies when the Kohen is wearing big de kuhuna. There are two levels of Kedusha. The Gemara says that if a Kohen is makar karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash and is not wearing the big de kuhuna, is chayv nisa b'dei shamayim like a zar she'ovad, like a non-Kohen who does hakrovas karbanis. Because the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, this man should be deim aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem, when the Kohen is wearing the big de kuhuna in the Beis HaMikdash, then he has the proper higher level of Kedusha. This man should be deim aleihem, when the Kohen are not wearing big de kuhuna, they don't have a level of Kedusha. They don't have a higher level of Kedusha's Kuhuna. So they asked the Rabbi Natan, what are you talking about? I mean, the Kohen doesn't get the first Aliyah unless he's wearing Big Day Kuhuna. The Kohen is allowed to go to a cemetery if he's not wearing Big Day Kuhuna. He's permitted to marry a Grusha if he's not wearing Big Day Kuhuna. It's not true. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, and I'm sorry, Leitchik used to explain like that also, that there are two levels of Kedusha's Kuhuna. There's Kedusha's Kuhuna Sheba Mikdash. There's Kedusha's Kuhuna Shebi Gvulin. So Kedusha's Kuhuna Shebi Gvulin, wherever the Kohen goes, even if he's not wearing Big Day Kuhuna, he gets the first Aliyah, and he duchens, and he's not allowed to marry a Grusha, he's not allowed to go to the cemetery. But Me'ilah, Amishtamish B'Kohen Mo'al, the term Me'ilah only applies to Kochi HaMikdash. If you get hung up from something that's Hegdish, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So for that, the Rabbi Natan says, the Me'ikir Adin to violate that Iser, is only Mizban Shemit Deim Alev. But many are makbid, it's a Zahiris, many are makbid, not to ask a Kohen to do a favor for them, because the Ramah quoted it. Hamishtamish B'Kohen Mo'al. Have a nice day.